This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. There have been no signs so far this afternoon of the FBI confronting any Democratic lawmakers from Texas who have been seeking refuge in Illinois. My colleague Alex Degman reports about 30 Texas House Democrats have been in Illinois this week. They're avoiding a redistricting vote in Texas on a plan to help the GOP preserve its hold on the U.S. House. President Trump has requested that remap. Texas Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn says the FBI will help locate these protesting lawmakers, although it's no secret a lot are holed up in a hotel in the western suburbs. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the FBI can't do much else.
There is no federal law that allows them to arrest Texas Democrats who are here visiting the state of Illinois.
Pritzker maintains Texas redistricting outside the decennial census is cheating. As many as 1,000 detainees could be housed soon at a prison near Indianapolis. The Trump administration is calling this facility the Speedway Slammer. The Department of Homeland Security announced this partnership with Indiana this week. Indiana Governor Mike Braun welcomes the move, although some Democratic lawmakers say they're concerned about American citizens and people with legal status being detained. Nearly 1,000 applicants for U.S. citizenship left Wrigley Field in Chicago today as citizens, and for some, Chicagoans. My colleague Claire Lane reports 109 countries were represented at today's naturalization ceremony. Cecil Koshy hails from India, but says Illinois has been the most welcoming place he's ever lived.
I came from a different country, but the welcome mood and the people over here are so generous and people here are more loving when I compared with other countries.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin told the group America is strong because of its immigrants. And the Adler Planetarium has someone new at the helm. Elizabeth Babcock has been named the museum's new president and CEO. Babcock has served as vice president of education and library collections at the Field Museum. And more recently, Babcock was founding director of the Smithsonian American Women's History Museum in Washington, D.C. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago chef Curtis Duffy is opening up about life and restaurants in a new memoir. It's called Fireproof. It's a deeply personal book that traces Duffy's story, starting with his parents' death in a murder-suicide. Duffy also writes about his time in some of the city's top kitchens, and he talks about running the high-end restaurant Ever. His restaurant is prominently featured in the FX series The Bear. My colleague Courtney Kippers recently sat down with Duffy. Here's their conversation.
This book, Fireproof, really dives into your personal story from childhood all the way until today. Why was now the time for you to tell your story?
Well, I don't think it's ever the right time, but part of it is wanting to have a place to kind of put it to rest. And this, I felt, was a way for me to kind of get it on paper and have a place for it on the shelf. It's a nice way to just let it go finally and just be at peace, you know?
You open the book sort of in the heart of this really awful day when your father killed your mother and then himself. Why start the book there?
Well, it's a way to grab somebody's attention right away. And, you know, I think that doesn't define who I am. It's certainly a large part of my history and my story. But I think like anything in life, if it grabs your attention right away, you have more interest in it. And I think it was a way for us to engage, you know, a tragic part of my life, but to also know like there's a lot more to me than just that.
You write very lovingly in the book about Chicago and Chicago's restaurant scene. I'm curious, if you were to have opened Ever in somewhere like New York or LA, would it be the same restaurant, or is there something that makes this sort of a distinctly Chicago restaurant?
Yeah, I've always said, you know, Chicago's such a great city. You know, we might not have the best restaurants worldwide, but I think what it is, it is the clientele. It's the guests that come into our restaurants every day. They trust us. They allow us to be creative And, you know, there's not a lot of cities that will do that. Like, the diners in New York know exactly what they want, and they're very particular. I think LA is the same way, and it's hard to, like, be successful if you're not willing to give what they want. And Chicago's a little bit more forgiving that way, where we can push the creative boundaries a little bit more and be successful and have return clients because, you know, they trust in what we're doing.
I wanted to ask you, of course, about The Bear. I know you have been very reluctant to ever do reality TV, but why was The Bear something that you were interested in ever being a part of?
Well, I didn't watch the first season of The Bear, so I had to go home and binge watch the first season because I didn't really, I had heard stories of what it was about, and I'm like, I don't really need to watch this. I live it every day. But I watched it, and I immediately loved it. And I thought to myself, I absolutely want to be a part of this because I have a feeling it's going to be huge and it's going to be great stories. And for me, like, The Bear gets it right. They actually get it right.
I'm curious, do you think part of your portfolio will always include something here in Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is home for me. I think I'm always going to have a restaurant here in the city for sure.
What does the next chapter look like for you? What are you thinking about coming up in the future?
More restaurants, cookbooks. Yeah, I don't know. I want to continue to grow the business. Like I said, I want to continue mentoring the young. And for me, like, that's going to be, I think, the next chapter of success is watching these young guys just come up. You know, I've achieved almost everything that I've wanted to achieve in the restaurant world. But I'd love to achieve a third star for every restaurant. And building other restaurants, you know, building the next chapter.
That's my colleague, arts reporter Courtney Kipper, speaking with chef Curtis Duffy. His new memoir, Fireproof, is out now. Weather, we have an air quality alert until midnight, so watch for some hazy skies. If you have pulmonary or respiratory issues, you want to limit your prolonged outdoor activity. A sunny, hot, humid day, high in the low 90s. Cloudy, warm, and humid tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low in the low 70s. And hot and humid on Friday with a high again in the low 90s. Heat index tomorrow could be toward 100. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thank you for listening.